Hi, welcome to James Miller Lifeology, where you'll learn to simplify and transform your life. My name is James Miller. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and a composer. This is the very first podcast of many. So thank you so much for joining me today. Let's get started. I always like to give an agenda, so you, the listener, will know what to expect. You'll figure out how to check in with yourself to kind of separate from your emotions and your body. You'll also hear an inspirational story. You'll get about a 15-minute lesson from me, and then you'll hear someone who's just like you be interviewed. Now it's time for self-check-in. It's necessary for each of us to be able to separate between what our body feels like and what our emotions are. I always like to have my clients create two scales. From a scale of 1 to 10, 10 is the best you've ever felt, and 1 is the worst you've ever felt. So right now, go ahead and create two scales for yourself. Ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, how is my body feeling right now? And on a scale of 1 to 10, how are my emotions right now? And you'll see that they're different. If your emotions are higher and your body is under the weather, well, that means that you don't have to necessarily feel badly. And vice versa, if your emotions are a little bit lower than your body, it still means that you can accomplish all the things that you need to accomplish today. And so when you can compartmentalize the two things, you realize one does not have to influence the other. So on a scale of 1 to 10, for me, for my body, I feel about a 6. I feel pretty good. I feel healthy, a little tired, but I feel good. And then when it comes to my emotions, on a scale of 1 to 10, I feel about an 8. I feel really good right now. And so it's really necessary for you to create this for yourself. You can either do it in the morning or just random check-ins throughout the day, because it helps you then separate between the two. And so I'll do my check-in perhaps when I go to sleep tonight to see if those numbers have changed. And so it's a subjective viewpoint, but it helps you kind of check in with yourself to make sure that you are on track to live a healthy, productive life. A young man was selling goods from one door to another to pay for his studies. One day, he found that he only had one dime left and he was very hungry. While approaching the next house, he decided to ask for a meal. But when a young woman opened the door, he only dared to ask for a glass of water. She looked at him and understood that he probably was pretty hungry, so she brought him a large glass of milk. He drank it and then asked how much he owed her. The woman replied, "You don't owe me anything. My mother always taught me to never accept pay for a kindness." "Then I thank you from the bottom of my heart," the young man said. Many years passed. One day, that woman became seriously ill. Local doctors could not help her. Therefore, they sent her to a big city where specialists would study her rare disease. Dr. Howard Kelly was called in for the consultation. When he entered her room in the hospital, he immediately recognized her as the woman who showed him kindness when he was younger. The doctor was determined to do his best to help her recover from her disease. The struggle was long, but together they managed to overcome her illness. After some time, the woman received a bill for her treatment. She was worried that the amount to pay would be so significant that it would take the rest of her life to pay for it. Finally, when the woman looked at the bill, she noticed words that were written on the side of it. It simply said, "Paid in full with a glass of milk." The 3-second rule. So I've been in private practice for the last 10 years, and one thing I've really noticed with a lot of my clients, including myself, is the struggle we have when we want to make a change in our life. For example, if you are working on your health and wellness, and so with that, you think, well, I want to work out. I want to work on my diet. But one of the most difficult things is, how do you implement that when you're struggling with perhaps a food addiction or just really have some lethargy and haven't ever really implemented exercise into your life? So what I have is what's called a 3-second rule. And the 3-second rule essentially is, if you are trying to make a change and if you think about the behavior that you know is not healthy for you longer than 3 seconds, you will no longer do the thing that you know is healthy for you. And what this means is essentially this. So let's say you have a very ambitious goal of getting up early before work and going to the gym. And so let's say the alarm goes off at 6 a.m. And at 6 a.m. it goes off and you think about laying in bed for longer than 3 seconds because it's comfortable or perhaps it's still dark outside. And so you think about it longer than 3 seconds, and the next thing you know, you tell yourself, oh, I'm not going to do it. I will go after work today, or I will do it tomorrow morning. And then you roll back over and go back to sleep. So then after work, you think, okay, well, I didn't go this morning, so I'm going to go after work. And just as you're getting ready to leave work, one of your friends says, hey, we're going to go out for drinks, or we're going to go for happy hour afterwards. Why don't you come along? And so that sounds much more appealing than going to the gym. So you entertain that thought longer than 3 seconds. And the next thing you know, you are hanging out with your friends at happy hour, perhaps eating some appetizers that you know are not healthy for you. And then you think, oh, well, I will do it tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow morning comes along again and the alarm goes off and you think about staying in bed longer than 3 seconds. And then the next thing you know, you're in bed again. And the cycle continues and continues and continues. And that's where the frustration comes in. That's where we think, oh my gosh, I can't just change this. I don't know what's wrong with me. And so we often become incredibly discouraged. And then we no longer try and do that behavior because we say, well, I've done it before. So therefore, it just doesn't work for me. I'm not a morning person. I'm not an exercise person. I'm not this. I'm not that. And then we label ourselves and that's all we become. Another example is this. So let's say you are going grocery shopping, and so you're doing really well. You have a list of the things that you want to buy, and then you, by chance, happen to see an end cap of one of these shelves, your favorite dessert or your favorite candy, and you think, oh my gosh, this looks delicious. I'm laughing because I do this quite often. So the same thing that I'm teaching you is the thing that I do for myself. And so you see it, and then you think, well, I've done really well this week. You know, I've eaten really well. And then we think, well, I'm going to reward myself with this. So we had to go ahead and get it because we thought about buying that longer than 3 seconds. So then all of a sudden our mind is made up. We're going to reward ourselves. And then we buy that particular dessert, or that particular food item that we know is not healthy for us. And then we go ahead and we eat it. And then we get caught up again in the struggle and the frustration of that. So everything we need to do, and this is the workaround, this is the actual lesson that I want to teach you, is with this 3 second rule, is we have to be productive. We have to be proactive in everything we do. So for example, let's say you, with the whole workout thing in the morning, the workaround with that is you actually have your clothes, you have your coffee, you have everything ready that you need prepared. So therefore, when you wake up the next day, all you simply do is when you get up, you put your clothes on, you get your coffee. There's no excuses because we know we've already prepared for it, so then we have to hold ourselves accountable. And so when we hold ourselves accountable, we have no more excuses. So the other thing is also when we go to the grocery store, the workaround with that is you simply remind yourself, okay, now this is my weak area. This is the part in my life where I struggle. This is the area that I know that my weakness with this particular food item is going to come about, whether we see it or not, but we're preparing for it. And so we tell ourselves, now, what is it I'm going to do? As soon as I see it, do I think about it? Do I look at it? Do I romanticize about it? What is it you're going to do? So when you prepare your mind for whatever strategy you're going to use with this new event, it's going to help you be aware of it. Now, the difficult thing is for some people, if they think, well, I'm going to prepare for this, but what they're actually doing is thinking about getting that food. And so the proactive stance of preparing not to buy it actually incites them to want to buy it. So it's a fine line there. So you have to be very careful of what that looks like for you. But you have to create a plan that's going to help you not engage in the behavior that you don't want to engage in. So the other thing you can tell yourself is, let's say it's with a food item, or let's say it's with happy hour with your friends or whatever those things might be, is you ask yourself, is this behavior going to get me the results I want? So we have what's called a short-term kind of payoff versus the long-term reward. The short-term payoff is something we do, obviously, in the very short term, and we enjoy it, we get caught up in it, but it never has a long-standing outcome. It's something that we typically don't enjoy, and it's something kind of very impulsive, whereas a long-term reward is something that we have to work for. You have to build that up, and that is where you see your life completely change. So you always want to ask yourself in that moment, is this going to get me my to my end result? Is this going to help me accomplish my goals? And this is something I do as well. I have an affinity for chocolate. So when I'm going grocery shopping, I do not go down certain aisles. But the problem is now this is Halloween right now, and so there's candy everywhere. So I have to really practice this myself. So what I do is I say, James, is this going to get your long-term goal of perhaps looking a certain way in your body type? Is this going to help you with your diet? And so I have to ask myself, because then I have to hold myself accountable. And when you hold yourself accountable, you can't really justify your behavior, because sometimes we think, oh, I just did that. I didn't think it through. But when you think it through, you have no one else to blame but yourself. And so then I say, well, James, you're making a choice. If you choose to buy it, then this is what's going to happen. So I play through the scenario as far out as I can go, as far as, well, if I eat it all in one sitting or in three sittings, I know I typically don't feel very well. And then perhaps I get frustrated with myself and I don't want to feel that way. So I play out all the consequences out as far as it goes. And then I determine, well, is this something that makes sense for me, or is it something that doesn't make sense for me? And then I can make that conscious decision of what is in my best interest. And so that's something I really want to recommend for you as well. When you're about to do something, you have to have that time of stopping and thinking and asking yourself, is this the short-term payoff or the long-term reward? What is in my best interest right now? And yeah, sometimes you will go with a short-term payoff because we just trained ourselves to do that. But when we can truly take that time to stop and to really analyze and kind of play out the scenario, we will realize that the decisions we want to make are probably not healthiest for us. So that's why we have to stop and really think it through and therefore make the best decision for us. And, you know, sometimes we even have to have people hold us accountable. So if we're struggling with our own self-accountability, well, then we have a friend who can help us, can hold us accountable. And that is something that, you know, if the two of you are struggling in the same area, you can both help each other move beyond that. It's the same type of thing when it comes to addictions in general. Now, of course, this particular episode is not about addictions overall, but addictions are typically compulsions. And so the actual behavior is the addiction, but the compulsive behavior up to that is not the addiction. That is something that we've trained ourselves in a ritualistic way to engage in these behaviors. So this 3-second rule is one of the most important things we can learn when we're trying to make a change, because it happens in every area of our life. So every time we're trying to make a change, if we think about the behavior that we're trying to get rid of longer than 3 seconds, you more than likely will engage in that behavior. What I've also found is this: when you do something that you don't want to do, but you know it's healthy for you, that there is a lesson in that new behavior. So for example, I am training for a race that I'm running, and running is not my favorite thing to do. I love all types of exercise, but running, I just find it very boring. But I find for me that when I engage in a behavior that I don't want to do, but I know is healthy for me, that I will learn something either about myself, or I'll learn something about the world around me, or my eyes will just be opened to something new. Because when we do something new, well, let's think about it. We're putting ourselves in a different frame of mind. Sometimes we're putting ourselves in a different geographical location. Sometimes we're putting ourselves in a different emotional frame of mind as well, if you will. So I remember this, I guess it was just 2 days ago, I was running. And as I was running in one direction. And so the wind was behind me and I was going really fast. And all of a sudden I thought, this is going to be really hard when I turn around. But the lesson for me was, James, focus on right now. Focus on how fast you're running, how good this feels. Even though you hate running or it's not your favorite thing to do, but you're running pretty well. You're running pretty fast and it's a beautiful day out. So I was able to stay in the moment. But when I turned around, I had already found that, yes, it was difficult for me, but the lesson was this. I still ran in the amount of time that I wanted to. It was difficult, but with each step, I kept reminding myself, this was the plan that you had set for yourself. You can do it. You are stronger than you think. You can push through this. And so with each step I took, I learned that regardless of how much wind is blowing, I can still run this race just as well, just as fast. And I was able to accomplish the goal that I had set out. And of course, I felt good afterwards, not only because I accomplished my goal, but also just the endorphins that one experiences when they run. So that was a lesson that I learned for myself. And so I really want to ask you, what are the lessons that you learn when you engage in the behavior that you may not want to do, but you do it anyway. Because if we look at how much we don't want to do it, well, then we're not going to really learn anything at all. So when you start something new, remind yourself, get excited that there's going to be a lesson for you, a lesson that you can take away, and that's going to help you. So the next time you engage in this behavior, you can remind yourself, oh, I didn't want to do it. I was frustrated with it. It wasn't something I enjoyed, but this is what I learned. And so when we continually look for the lesson in the new thing we do, we will then create a new sense of self. We'll have a new mindset, kind of a paradigm shift. And that affords us to then use that as a baseline or a foundation to go ahead and do additional things. And so when you add more of these new, healthier behaviors in your life, reminding yourself of the lesson you've learned for each time you do it, then you become a completely different person. And over time, those things that you struggle with before will no longer be something you struggle with because you've learned so many things, you've assimilated that into your life, and now you're becoming the person that you want to become. So it all starts with 3 seconds. It all starts with, what do you do when you want to make a change? Because if you don't catch it within 3 seconds, you eventually will become extremely frustrated and you'll no longer want to try this new venture because you think you can't do it. But you can. So a lot happens in 3 seconds. So I really want to encourage you today. You are stronger than you think. You have it in you to make these changes, but everything has to be proactive. So if you're going to make this change, prepare for it beforehand, before you even try it, and have everything in place, because when things are in place and you can plan for it, then you will be successful. And then the 3-second rule, you can implement that, because then you will then be, you will then have the fortitude and the strength to say, everything's ready for me, I just simply have to do it. And if we choose not to do it and go with a short-term reward instead of the long-term payoff, well, we did it one time, we can do it again. So if we struggle one time, then the next time we're supposed to do this behavior, we go ahead and do it. And we are aware that that 3 seconds, those short 3 seconds, is a very pivotal moment when we are trying to make a change. And then lastly, the other thing to really consider, like I said earlier, is to ask yourself, if I do this behavior, the behavior that I know isn't healthy for me, is that going to be rewarding for me in the long term? Is this going to get me where I need to go? And if you can honestly say no, then you really need to rethink it. And I know it's frustrating. I know it's hard because we really want to do that other behavior because it's fun, or for if it's food, because it tastes good, or whatever those things might be. But that's where self-discipline comes in. And when we can demonstrate more self-discipline, that is when we will attain those long-term goals. We will become that person we want to be, and we'll be much more successful. So I'm excited for you. I know you can do it. And I hope to hear all the good things that are happening in your life. So for this part of the radio show, typically I would interview someone. But since it's the first show, I thought I would introduce myself so you listeners would understand who I am and kind of have a sense for just what I am and what I'm about. So I'm a licensed psychotherapist. I've been in the mental health field for about 20 years. And I've pretty much worked in every setting you can think of. It's funny, post-masters, I worked at a prison, and that will definitely grow you up very quickly. I learned so much. So like I said, I've worked in pretty much every different type of setting. And then for the past 10 years, I've actually been in private practice, and I've enjoyed that immensely. But I knew it was time for me to do something different. I had felt something inside of me that just wasn't being fulfilled with private practice, and knew that it was time for me to make a change. So I created a plan. My goal was to be location independent. And so I wanted to be able to do what I'm doing now, obviously, in the location of my choosing. I didn't want to be kind of bogged down, if you will, by an office setting. So I created this plan, and then the beginning of January of this year, 2015, I went ahead and started putting everything into place. And I was extremely surprised at how quickly everything changed. So in February, I actually put my house on the market. And within 9 days, it sold. And so I was like, oh my gosh, this is happening so fast. And so I was winding my practice down, but I had some different opportunities to go in different locations. One of them was to actually go to London, but that at the last minute didn't work out. And so what I found is that when a door closes, it simply means, well, that wasn't the best thing for you. And so I personally thank God for my open doors and my closed doors. And so when the London situation didn't work out, I was able to come down to Florida. And Florida is kind of funny because a couple of years ago, I was actually thought, oh, I really want to buy one of those inexpensive places in Florida for real estate investment. And I didn't think anything of it. And then all of a sudden, here I am in the same places I was actually looking to purchase a home. And so everything just fell into place in such a quick way. And so as I started what's called James Miller Lifeology, of course, the name of this radio show, but it's also what the name of my YouTube channel as well. And so I've created James Miller Lifeology for the concierge type of counseling one would get, or little life lessons that you would get in the YouTube episodes. But I knew something was greater. And so just kind of a series of fortuitous events, I've met so many different people, and I've been blessed to have been asked to write a biweekly column in a magazine down here as well. And so things just keep happening for me. And so I'm just like you in the sense of I'm just an average person, if you will, with my own shortcomings, my own strengths. But I felt, like I said, that it was time for me to make these changes. And so I've implemented it. I have a very strong faith, and my faith has sustained me in doing these things. And I truly believe this. And this is the whole lesson I want to really teach in this interview, per se, because I don't want it to just be about me. But what I've learned is that when you follow your dream, when you follow your bliss, when you do those things in a large way or a small way, your life miraculously changes. So you may not be doing the things that I'm doing as far as kind of changing your whole life and doing something completely different, but you might be doing things in your personal life where you enjoy a certain hobby or you have a certain hobby. And so, or maybe even something as simple as watching something on Facebook. Maybe you see a video on Facebook and that makes you happy. And so the whole thing we can learn is when we can continually do those things which makes us happy or gives us some type of joy, when we do more of those things in our life, that is how our life goes in the direction it's supposed to go. And so we have these insights and intuition about the direction and perhaps maybe a vocational change or a relationship change or whatever those things may be, but we focus on those things that bring us happiness, that bring us joy. And then those things lead to other things, which lead to other things. And then pretty soon we're doing something completely different. So that is how it is for me. I've made these changes for myself because that is what I am supposed to do. And so coming back into today, what is today? October 22nd, as I'm recording this right now, I'm just so overwhelmed with gratitude for the different events that have happened in my life, for all the opportunities since living here in Florida, of how things have just changed for me. I'm incredibly humbled by all these wonderful opportunities, and I truly believe that things are going to continue to grow as I'm doing what I've been asked to do. Asked to do meaning by my higher power or by the things that my internal self is asking me to do to become the better person and the more advanced person I can be. So I really want you to learn that for yourself as well. And I'm sure you're already doing it. But when you surround yourself in doing those things that are healthy for you, that make you happy, that bring you joy, you will be a much more happier, joyful person yourself. You know, I often teach people, and the things I've learned in my own life is you can't always be on the mountaintop. We have so many successes in life, but in order to get to the next mountaintop, we have to go through some valleys. And so in my own life, I've experienced many valleys, just like you have. Some of them the valleys have felt like they would go on forever. But when we always remind ourselves that the valley has to end, just like a storm always blows itself out. And when we can keep that in the forefront of our minds, that whatever we're experiencing in that dark time, there is an end to it and there is an answer to it. So I want you to learn for yourself and even for my own life is when we go through these dark times, when we continue to put our next foot forward in our life and remind ourselves that this storm will end. And when we do those things which bring us happiness and joy and peace and contentment, then that storm will end much more quickly. And then as we continually do those things, then the next opportunity arises. And then we ascend up into that mountain. And we experience that, we experience the joy of whatever that has. And then as we know, all things come to an end. And I don't mean that in a very negative way, but some things last a lot longer. You know, relationships can last for years. And then we can have perhaps something in our vocational life where that doesn't last for a long time. And so therefore we're in a valley. So the point is that we always have to remind ourselves that in life, it's a beautiful tapestry of all different colors. And when we think of that analogy, there's many different colors that are vibrant and beautiful, but then there are some other colors that are drab and perhaps are not as bright. But when you stand back and look at it, you see that all of those things were woven together in a beautiful, beautiful picture and beautiful tapestry, which is your life. And so I'm excited for this time in my own life that there are some highs and lows right now. But I know that as I am working my life in the direction it's supposed to go, that those highs and lows are creating a beautiful tapestry. So if you isolate an event and think that this is how your life is or how it's always going to be, then that's all you're going to see, and it doesn't feel very good. So I guess perhaps I'm getting a little off track, but that's just what I felt I needed to share in the sense of we are all, obviously, human beings. We all experience the same type of emotions, perhaps different ways we express it or different scenarios in which those emotions are evoked, but we all experience the same things. And so the excitement that I have for the direction that I'm going, I'm already aware that there's going to be some amazing highs and there's going to be some lows. But we have to have those highs and lows to be able to appreciate both things and to get us to the next step in our life. So the next journey of my life, as I continue with this radio show, and as you know, this is the first show, so it's in a very exciting time for me. And of course, I'll get much better at facilitating it and creating the episodes. But this is just a fun time for me. This is an exploratory time for me. This is a time full of creativity and passion as I do those things which are right for me. And don't get me wrong, it can be very scary, very overwhelming, because going from something where you were successful in and you knew what you were doing and you did it very well to now changing that and doing something where you don't yet have the experience or the knowledge, but you have a dream. And in that dream, that is where your life changes. That's where you're able to accomplish those hopes and goals and aspirations that have been put in your heart. And so just the same thing with you. If you are feeling that your life is perhaps in a place of mediocrity, kind of like mine was when I was in my private practice towards the end of it, when you feel like there's a sense of mediocrity, well, then there probably is. If you continually ask yourself, there's got to be something more. There has to be something more than perhaps what I'm doing with my friends or at my job or just maybe the downtime that you have. Well, that is your way of measuring if this is a form of mediocrity, perhaps what you're experiencing in your own life. And that's where you can make those changes. Say, well, what am I doing that's not bringing me happiness? What am I doing that's not bringing me joy or peace? And then as you slowly start to change those behaviors and make sure your life is surrounded and immersed with all those behaviors that do bring you joy and happiness and contentment, then you will start to make these changes. And so it's kind of a fun time when you can analyze each of those things, because each of those things, when they turn and when they move in the right direction that you want them to go, it's kind of like they're all little gears that move in multiple times and then create this amazing thing. So I just want to encourage you that if you are experiencing some type of mediocrity in your own life right now, that there is a way out. There is an answer for you. There is hope for you. You just have to slow everything down, break it down to a smallest increment, and say, well, what can I change about this? If I make a small change, how will that help me be happier? Or perhaps there's a bigger change you need to make. And of course, you want to think it through. You don't want to do anything in an impulsive way, like, for example, just quit your job without a plan. You want to do things in a very methodical way, because with that methodology, that will help you to be much more successful. So I really want to thank you for listening to me ramble on about myself and perhaps the different lessons here that I've learned and maybe some things that you're learning in your own life. But we're all the same in the sense of we want to be a better person. We want to be healthier. We want to be stronger. We want to just be a kinder, more compassionate person. And so I'm grateful that you've listening and joined with me today in this first podcast. And I hope to have you come along with the journey with me as well. Pretty soon I will be doing live radio shows. But of course, the first couple months, I'll just do these podcasts so I can get used to it. But I would love to hear from you. So please reach out to me. You can go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and you can see all the things that I'm doing there. You can see the different YouTube episodes that I've created. My YouTube handle or channel's name is James Miller Lifeology. You can also see the Lifeology Academy classes that I've created. So thus far, I've created two classes, Spirit, Mind, Body, the Perfect Triad. It helps you look at your life in all three components, the three dimensions that make us up, that make up our whole entity. And that helps you be able to have all three elements work in communication and work in tandem at every single moment. Because if we don't realize that they're always working together and we only rely perhaps on our mind or just on our body and perhaps negate our spirit, well, then we're limiting ourselves. We're working kind of blindly. And then the other class I created, which is called When All Hell Breaks Loose. That class was actually created when one of those dark periods of my life a few weeks ago. And so I thought, you know, for me, I'm going to make something. I'm going to build something and create something out of what I'm experiencing. And so this class, When All Hell Breaks Loose, specifically helps you deal, well, simply when all hell breaks loose, what do you do? How do you pull yourself out of that self-pity, that self-destructive pattern, those things which we know aren't healthy for us, and it creates this endless loop, and we get stuck in that, and we aren't able to rise above the circumstances. So both of those classes will help you in ways that you've never imagined. So thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so appreciative, once again, that you would take your time to listen to this. I'm very humbled by it. And I look forward to being in your life as I journey through this and having you listen. And of course, please reach out to me. You know, you can also reach out to me on my website, maybe leave some comments there as well, or even on this podcast as well. So have an awesome day, have an amazing week, and I will talk to you next week. Thanks again. Bye-bye.